praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in the name of God, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Our theme on this fourth Sunday of Advent is love. And I don't want to overwhelm this microphone here, so I'll turn the other one off. There, that should be better. Is love. And love is something that is overarching for all of us. We have a sense of what love is. We have a sense of what we think it should be for us. And we go seeking it a lot of our lives. The ancient Greeks took the word love and divided it into many parts. They talked about sexual love or erotic love. They talked about community love. They talked about family love. They talked about the love of ourselves. Love has been a feature in people's lives from the beginning of time. On this Sunday in the dark season, we are looking at love, the love of God for us. Tomorrow is the darkest day, the longest day of the year in our climate. And so it's a time fitting that as we move forward and we are looking for light in our lives, that love is the word we choose to use on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent. We lit a candle. Rosemary lit a candle this morning so that we would be reminded that one of the lights of God in our lives is love. In this season of Advent, we've been looking at how God is to be found in things. We found that there was God to be found in the earth, God to be found in the water, God in the air. Today I want to have us understand that God is to be found in our bodies. Now I don't know how many of you remember when you were a teenager, and Rosemary is still to get there. But if I remember rightly my own time, I really didn't love my body at all. I was afraid of my body. I didn't understand my body. I was in opposition to my body. And I felt that way for a long time. I gained weight. I lost weight. I didn't like the way that the body would perform. I didn't like the way the body wouldn't perform. I was pretty unhappy with my body. When I was a little kid in school, I wanted to climb the ropes up to the ceiling in the gym like all the other kids, and somehow I couldn't do it. And so I'd get teased and laughed at. How come you can't climb that rope, you fat kid? And it was very painful. Maybe I'm not the only one who experienced that. Do you remember getting your first zit and how ugly that was? Or later on in life, zits weren't a problem. It was keeping hair on our heads that was a problem. Now I pay the barber to find it. It's an old joke, but it's true. Our bodies. We often don't love our bodies. I work in trauma work with addicted people, and I find that these folks hate their bodies. They hate them for various reasons. Sometimes in their addiction, they do things to support their addiction, which they wouldn't do, and they hate it. They are so out of touch with their body that they start to do body piercing, and they do wild piercing. And I won't go into the detail, but there's a sense of loving and hating the body. Some people say, well, piercing is the only way that they can show their autonomy. And that may be true in some circumstances, the only place where they feel they have any power. But we have this really tough, tough relationship with our bodies. And yet here I am on this fourth Sunday of Advent as we prepare for Christmas, talking about love. And that we are called to find God in our bodies and to find God that is indwelling in us, and that we are to love God. And that means by inference that we are to love our bodies. How many of you, when you got up this morning, looked in the mirror and said, "I love you," to yourself. Now, in my work for trauma work, I often tell people to do that because they've had such an out-of-body experience for so many years of their lives that they've hated themselves. They've hated their bodies. They hate it when it's young and vibrant, and they hate it when it's old and not so vibrant. But there's always this sense. But we're reminded theologically that our bodies are, we are in the image of God. It's known theologically as the Imago Dei, the image of God. We are created in the image of God, and therefore we hold within us the Spirit of God. We are the Imago Dei. But we're more than that. And this is what I want to bring today, because you see, the problem with the Imago Dei idea is that we can say, well, I'm in the image of God, but God is outside of me. I'm in God's image. I'm a reflection of God in the mirror. But, that's what it is. And I'm not good enough. And I don't like myself. And how can that be? As I prepare myself for Christmas, that I should think about that. But I want to bring us another Latin phrase, and I hope my pronunciation is okay. Venite Deo, the holder of God, that God is held within us as well as within each other, and in each of us, God is held within us. That's a different concept. We're not just in the image of God, but we are the holders of God. And as we live our lives and take our actions and speak our speech, we are also God talking. We are not God, but God is within us and we are voicing and acting. We are divine people. We are called to be a divinity. We are called to not only know that God loves us, but God's love is within us. And that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That we are holders of God. And as we prepare this week and on Christmas Eve, when we celebrate the fact that Jesus is born within each of us, that we are holders of divine, holders of God, holders of divinity. Now that puts a whole new onus on us when we start to act. Am I doing a divine act in my speech towards myself or to somebody else? Am I judging myself as God would judge me? God is love. Therefore, am I loving myself or am I hating myself by my action or my words? It's a very profound thought as we prepare ourselves for the birth of Jesus at Christmas. And so the next time you go to the clothing store and say, "Oh, I can't wear that. It makes me look fat or old or bald or whatever," remember that we are taking on a critical view of the person that God has made. And each and every one of us is a divine person. The light of God rests within each of us. And so we are called to be godly to ourselves and to each other. And when we start to beat ourselves up, remind ourselves that I am a creature of God. And would God be happy with me beating up myself? Would God be happy with me beating up myself? I mean, each and every one of us here are gifted. We have different gifts. Some others know our gifts and some don't know the gifts we have. But we all are gifted. And that giftedness comes from God. And it rests within us. We may not be unique in our giftedness, and maybe our giftedness is on a journey of learning and we're getting better at it. Or some days we thought we were pretty good at it and the next day we are mortal and we crumble and fall, but we nevertheless are the holders of God within us. Unite Deo. And we need to remind ourselves of that, especially when some of us are affected by the low lights, the seasonal affective disorder. Whatever it might be, I call upon us to not beat up ourselves, to not put ourselves down, whether it be our physical selves, our intellectual self, our emotional self, our spiritual self. We are all on a journey with God, but God is within each of us. Because God loves all of God's creation. Now, I heard a silly argument the other day. I worry about some of the arguments I'm hearing in the world today because of what I'm hearing from Donald Trump and others. That somehow that the God of the Muslim is not the God of the Christian or the God of the Jew or the God of someone who is a Sikh or other faiths. If we truly believe that God is creator, God created all people, and God is vested or lives within, finite Deo, within every person. We may understand that God differently. Our understanding of God may be and is unique to each of us and is unique in cultures. But the God is God of one for the universe. So when we are tempted to start to disparage somebody else for their journey and understanding of God, I call us to take a step back. Because who am I? I am not God. God lives within me, but I am not God. And who am I to criticize God's creation? I mean, I temper my thoughts about Donald Trump for that very reason. Sorry, Donald, I shouldn't give you this much airtime. But it's a truth. God is love, and God's love is in each of us. God is in each of us. And we are the place where Jesus dwells, and we're going to celebrate that indwelling this week. And so today, as we receive the sacrament and the real presence of Jesus within us, I call us to think about the beautifulness of who we are. Even when that sweater is a little tight after Christmas dinner, we're still beautiful and God is still indwelling in us. When we make a mistake, God has not abandoned us. We're humans on the human journey, but we're still the dwelling place of God. May God bless us all. Amen.